I just heard Byron York on the Laura Ingraham show talking about social media and various websites and so forth, and basically poo-pooing it as people are idiots. They're putting all this information about their personal lives up on Facebook, and people can find it and so on and so forth. And she was talking about Blippi, a site where you can track what you purchase and so forth, and people can log on and see the items that you purchase. And of course, the whole thing was very negative. And Laura ended by saying she's glad she's not part of this new generation and so forth. There was no discussion except for a very, very small part at the end when Byron made a comment that this stuff works. There was very little discussion of the positive aspects of all this social media. Obviously, anything can be abused. Obviously, people can put up stupid information on the internet, just like they could put something up on the bulletin board years ago at the church that was stupid. But people can also use these things in a positive way. People can use these shopping trackers and so forth to see what somebody who has expertise in technology, see what computer system that person bought, see how much RAM they put in it, see what camera they bought, see what lens they bought for the camera. And if you want to emulate them, you can buy the same equipment. You can track what a professional photographer uses. I think it's amazing that some of these people that are experts in technology and experts in various fields are willing to share this information. I think years ago, they would charge huge consulting fees to tell somebody the equipment that they use, to tell somebody how they go about doing their work, what their workflow is. I've watched the TWIT network, TWIT.TV. You can watch them live at live.twit.tv. And that's a perfect example. Leo Laporte has many people that come on to his shows. He's streaming live, and they share their secrets. They share inside information about their industries and so forth. And these are the people that are actually doing the work on a day-to-day basis. These are the real deal, if you will. These aren't the talking heads that you see on Fox News or CNN that their professional job is being on shows like that. These are people that work day in and day out in various industries and come in and do a show maybe once a week with Leo for an hour or so and share all this information. So I think that once again, the mainstream media, they just don't get it. They just don't realize the power of crowdsourcing and people sharing information and sharing knowledge and so forth. And of course, socializing. They don't get the power of the internet and where this is headed. Of course, some aspects of it can be negative, but there's a lot of positive in there. So anyway, follow me at craigship.com.